This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Guys, I did something yesterday for like the first time ever. I bought a lottery ticket. Did not win. I never really bought one of those, like, you know, jumped on board with like the big lottery buy with the Mega Millions Powerball. No, if everyone's doing it, I'm not doing it. You know me.
That makes sense. That's right.
So like if the lottery's up, everyone's on the trend. My brother, though, for some reason, decided like this is going to be like our big family bonding. I think because he group texted my dad and he's like, how about everyone buy the $10 Mega Millions ticket and then, each one of us do it to my brother and my dad. And so my brother and my dad group texted yesterday like, hey, we got our ticket. And then they're like, Brett, where's yours? And I like felt guilty.
So you had to go out and buy it.
Yeah. I was like, I don't really want to buy. Like, guys, I'm not going to be the one who wins it. I'll take your
not
portion.
Not with that attitude. Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Brett. That was so pick me already. Yeah, what time is it? Let's have a little fun.
Comment you before can't 6 win if you don't play.
I know. I just felt like I have had really bad luck. So maybe this would be the turning point. Right. But then I didn't have the great attitude and I didn't win. I checked it this morning. And I was like, oh, one winner from Texas. Great. Yep. Sweet. Cool, dude. Take your $800 million. And then I looked to see if you could like win any money at
like,
all.
Like for four or five.
Yeah, I don't know how you win. Like yeah. I don't really understand it all. I do know you can get like $2 for like if you had the Powerball number, but that was on my brother's ticket, so I ain't going to see my 50 cents.
Mm.
You ain't going to divide it up.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that was the first time I ever did that. And it probably was the last because I didn't win.
That reminds me, I bought lottery scratchers last week. I still haven't scratched them off.
I like the lottery scratchers. Like, that stuff's fun.
Yeah, and those are
fun. I don't like doing that.
Those are fun stuffers.
Yeah,
those
we do them for stocking stuffers,
right.
too.
And let it's Santa like, bring them.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right.
And it's like a game. But, like, when I go to the, I don't really get the enjoyment of, like, I walked up, I said, can I have a $10 Mega Millions ticket? She printed out the thing and I left. I ain't really getting enjoyment of losing my $10 like that.
Right.
Like, I didn't get to play a game at all.
Yeah.
Hannah goes to the casino a lot and does the slot machines. At least you get to press a button or pull the slot machine handle thing. I didn't get to do anything.
I get a throw from all of this.
And I had both my kids and like the gas station's like Snack Central. So my son's like, are we getting a snack? I'm like, no, I just came in here to buy this receipt thing they're going to give me that I'm going to lose.
We're using your snack money to buy the ticket.
I should have just wrote the numbers down on a piece of paper. Like, here's my ticket. Let me know if I won, Bo. I didn't. Big surprise over here. My bad luck continued.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, a family in rural Indiana, the Carpenters, got the idea about a decade ago that they're going to need some extra cash to send their 8 grandkids to college. So planted a ton of Christmas trees. And guess what? A decade later, it's a Christmas tree farm, and every sale of a Christmas tree goes to one of their 8 grandkids to help pay their college tuition.
Way to be on it. Like, I have no college planned for my kids, and they're 3 and 1. I got to get on it. I got to start planting some freaking trees, man.
I have a friend, actually, her entire family, there's like 50 of them. She has so many siblings. They plant trees every single day or every single year on the 4th of July. And apparently the wood is supposed to like be worth like $1 million one day.
Wow.
So when you go and visit, they all live in a little like compound together. There's 1 million trees there.
Genius.
Yes, yeah. Brilliant. So if you're in Indiana and need a Christmas tree, visit the Carpenter's Farm because you could help send one of their kids to college.
What a cool and interesting story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower. All right, this is the best time of the year because there's so much fun holiday stuff happening. And right here in our backyard, one of my favorite, it actually is my favorite ice cream place. I remember remember when my wife went to Wash U, actually, back in the day. We go to Clementine's all the time, get the gooey butter cake ice cream. So Tamara's here from Clementine's because you guys have all your holiday flavors out. And that's what you guys are known for, is just making delicious ice cream, but then also being able to mix it up and being spontaneous with your flavor profiles.
Yeah, you know, that's like the best part of my job, honestly, is the creativity and coming up with all the new flavors that we get to
make. Because you do it yourself, right?
I do. I have an R&D chef who helps me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's still the one part of the job I still get to do and have a lot of influence in, you know, out of the day-to-day stuff. I love that our ice creams are famous. I love that they're made here in St. Louis. And it's just, it's such a joy to have. And we've got like all, you know, awesome new flavors this holiday season. And we're bringing back some of the old fan favorites that people lose their mind if we don't bring back.
All right,
so
let's talk about some of the fan favorites that are back. Which ones are back that everyone's obsessed with and that people are going to be excited?
First, I will definitely mention, it's one of our naughty flavors. It is the Coquito. It is a Puerto Rican boozy eggnog ice cream.
That is awesome.
It's nice. So delicious. It's so delicious. And then for our non-dairy vegan folks in the house, so, you know, a lot of people can't have dairy, but they should also be able to have ice cream.
Yeah.
We have brought back our vegan sugar cookie with sprinkles.
I remember this last year. I didn't even realize it was vegan. I thought I was just eating it. And then I was like, oh, which one is this? Oh, my God, it's the vegan one. I didn't realize it. You couldn't even notice it.
I know. They're amazing. That's the beauty of our non-dairy ice creams, is most people don't actually know that they're vegan and that they're non-dairy. So that's super exciting. And we have our cinnamon, which also we brought back for the holiday seasons. This is actually one that we make for Annie Guns.
Really?
Exclusively. Yep. It's super terrific and super popular. So we like to bring that back at the holidays because people love it with their pies and their desserts.
Yeah, that's a perfect aside for like a pie, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. One more that we brought back. That is our peppermint candy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is
I love that one.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Really? That's
people
your favorite AB?
People lose their minds if we don't have that. We get so many phone calls and Instagram messages like, is the peppermint candy back yet? Is the peppermint candy?
AB, so you'll get feisty. So that buddy brought it back. Yeah.
We don't want that. We don't want that. And then, you know, we are also the only ice cream company really in the country that does ice creams for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's super fun. So this year we came out with a roasted pistachio mahencha. It's almost like a baklava ice cream.
Really?
It's awesome. It's so good. It's really delicious. And then, you know, the black and white cookies are quite a famous dessert in the Jewish community. And so we did a black and white cookie ice cream.
Oh,
so it's two different kinds
of
ice creams swirled together. And then there's the black and white cookies seeded throughout.
Now that's fun. That is awesome. And I always remember from like the Seinfeld episode, they talk about the black and white cookies.
Yeah.
So it's iconic. So yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is awesome. And then talk to people about something that everyone in St. Louis has been waiting for, that you guys have finally done it. And my favorite ice cream of all time is your gooey butter cake ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have stepped it up and gave people what they've wanted from the gooey butter cake ice cream.
That is our gooey butter cake.
Yes, finally.
I know. For years, everyone has been asking me, like, why don't you sell your gooey butter cakes? Because we make over 2,000 gooey butter cakes a week.
Whoa,
that goes into our gooey butter cake ice cream. And so we finally came out with it. So in all of our parlors now, you can actually go in and you can buy an 8x8 gooey butter cake. And they're air sealed, so you can ship them as gifts. You can take them home. You can put them in the freezer. Or just set them out and enjoy them. They're delicious.
I know what my family will be eating for Christmas morning.
That's right.
And Christmas is early.
Gooey butter cake and gooey butter cake ice cream.
Yes, and gooey butter cake ice cream.
You can't go wrong with that.
Can.
Yes. Finally, Clementine's releases their gooey butter cake ice cream. You can see pictures of all of the flavors. They all look delicious. We're going to sample them all ourselves on our Instagram. Just go to the Bread Mega Show on Instagram. But we are so excited. You guys always crush it, and we love Clementine's so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you so much for coming in and having fun with us.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. I was talking about this earlier. I bought a lottery ticket for that Mega Millions for like the first time. My brother had this idea. He's like, everyone throw 10 bucks in on the Mega Millions and, you know, we'll do the lottery together. But he didn't really specify how you split it. Like, how does the split work? Is it an even split? Does the person with the ticket get more money? How does the Mega Millions, if you were to go in with a group of people, who gets the most amount of money?
I think if you're like knowingly going in with a group of people, it's an even split.
Even split.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, if everybody.
Who told you guys, you know, like they're the ones going to go up to the wherever you go when you win the lottery. I don't know what happens when you win the lottery and get the check. It's going to be on that person's name. Then you're asking for even Steven?
Yeah, they used to do something. Okay, so they used to do two things. The show I used to be a part of, you know, it was a 10% cut if somebody won the lottery. You know, even if you weren't even part of it.
That's what Kevin says. They would. Do you think they would have given it to
Kevin? No, I do not think so. I do not think so. Because Guy Phillips needed a new studio, and he too has a flooded basement now in Florida.
That's funny.
So no. But the sales staff and the marketing people, they all got together. There's like 15 of people who would every week buy a lottery ticket. So that was an even split. Because it was like, this is your week to buy it, and you bought it, and you were part of it.
I don't know. I don't really think it's even. I think whoever bought the ticket is going to get more.
I think that's what
happened. As much as that sucks,
they're
going to
cut you off
fair.
A piece. Yeah, like if it was like $800 million, $790 million, whatever it is. I'm thinking my brother gets $400 million if he has the winning ticket, and he gives my dad and I the other $200 million.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
That's what you think it is?
I think that's what happened.
And if vice versa, if you had the winning, you'd do that too?
I do think that's what ends up happening. I don't really know how it works, but I think especially if it hasn't spoken, like it's not like spoken out loud, like, hey, we'll all split it evenly.
You got to have like a contract or something.
Yeah, we didn't have a contract. My brother texted, like, everyone buy some lottery tickets. So we bought some lottery tickets. And who has contracts for lottery tickets?
Bo wouldn't do that to you.
The polls are open.
Sarah!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We're good. Great. Hannah, would you consider yourself fantastic? Because that's how my girl Sarah is.
Yeah, I'd say I'm feeling pretty fantastic.
All right, well, it's a fantastic showdown, I guess. Hannah versus Sarah, pop culture showdown. Leave, Hannah, if you're feeling fantastic. We don't want your fantastic energy in here. We'd only want Sarah's. She leaves the room. She can't hear the questions. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Sarah, are you a pop culture genius?
You bet I am.
Wow, I like that. Wow. All right. Hannah's gone. Let's do this. Which state/city is seeing these mysterious drones flying over it that everyone's talking about?
New Jersey.
All right. Mufasa the Lion King comes out this weekend. Who is Mufasa's brother in the Lion King?
Scar.
Boom. Yeah. Doesn't even hesitate. I like awesome. This. This singer had the top 2 albums on the Billboard charts in 2024.
Singer top, 2024?
Yep, this person had the biggest album, and then a remake of their album and the biggest album of 2024.
I'm going to go with Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's, if ever in doubt, go Taylor Swift.
Right. That's right.
Taylor Swift had the top 2 albums in 2024. Which one of Santa's reindeers has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Ooh, let's see. We've got Dasher, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph. There's not. Is he a holiday mascot? He is. Another holiday mascot.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But you go through them, you'll catch it when you get all of them named.
5 seconds I'll give you because it is hard.
All right.
Which one of Santa's reindeer is the same name as another holiday mascot?
Cupid
is right.
Nice job.
Everyone's like mind blown.
Yeah.
And then, what was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Home Alone.
5, 4,
wow.
5.
Sarah.
We really were fantastic at this game. All right, let's see if Hannah's fantastic. Hold on, okay?
All right, thank you. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room, and fantastic. Sarah just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Sarah told us she's feeling fantastic, and she is a pop culture queen. Sarah, tell her how many you got right.
Hannah, I got 5 out of 5. You go, girl.
What?
And room, not even Sarah, because she's so good at this. She didn't even like hesitate, barely. Do you guys think the questions were hard today? I felt like
there's a couple hard ones.
I did think they were really hard today.
Nice.
And Sarah won 5 for 5. So no pressure, but you would have 2 losses in a row because, you know, Google Queen
beat
you yesterday.
All right, we don't need to bring that up.
All right, here we go. Which city/state is seeing mysterious drones flying over it that's been going viral?
Mm-hmm.
It's been all over the news. This city/state, it's mainly a city, but...
New York?
No.
Oh!
Right off
it's
the bat.
Neighbor. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
What? Wow.
Yes, no one knows what's up with these mysterious drones.
I don't care about the UFOs.
Okay.
Not locked in on that.
Well, it's over, but I'll see how many you would have gotten right just for fun. Mufasa the Lion King comes out this weekend. Who is Mufasa's brother? You might go 0 for 5.
Mufasa and Simba.
No, oh, that's his son.
Damn.
Yeah.
0 for 2. Scar.
Oh, S names. Easy to confuse.
This singer had the top two albums on the Billboard charts in 2024. Mike, 0 for 3.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Nope. No. Sarah, do you want to tell her who it was?
Taylor Swift, When You're in Doubt, Girlfriend.
Yes. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And your boy Morgan Wallen had the third highest selling album in 2024. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Hannah's face might go 0 for 4.
This one's tough.
This was a tough one, but Sarah did get it. She's going through the song the same way you did, Sarah.
Cupid!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice job.
And then what is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Home Alone.
2 out of 5.
Wow. Wow.
The Christmas movies were where she was at.
Yes.
Not pop culture. Congrats on your fantastic win, Sarah. Hannah, you have to say it.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Sarah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories on the Brett Mega Show. So I'll read a headline that is trending, and Hannah goes, scroll by. Keep it moving. We got things to do. Or if she needs details, she'll ask for it. We'll up-to-date you everything that's trending in the next 2 minutes. Like, the worst people at wrapping gifts are...
The Brett Mangus Show.
Old Midwestern
hey
men.
Now.
Believe that.
You know what's so funny? Kevin's like, wait, I feel like I'm the older Midwestern
man.
I take offense to that.
I think I'm a pretty decent gift-wrapping
guy. You know, Kev's actually the only one on the show that can wrap, so that's incorrect.
But they said 2/3 of Americans say they are very good at wrapping gifts, so 66% of people think they're pretty good at it. But the people that said they struggle the most are older men living in the Midwest.
Dang.
Middle-class luxuries that are worth the splurge. Where should you splurge at in your life?
Where?
So a garage fridge was one of the answers. A second freezer for groceries. Go out to the garage fridge. Is a
drink fridge.
Yep. Getting house cleaners every 2 weeks is the best money I ever spent for the last 10 years.
Damn, every 2 weeks?
Yeah, every 2 weeks. I know people that do that, and I always think, man, they just got their life together.
No kidding.
Heated car seats. Definitely worth the splurge, especially if you live 30 minutes. I have heated car seats. I turn them on even in the summer. I like my little butt warm. Bidets is also on there. And an audio system for your TV, like having big sound systems.
Oh, wow.
Definitely worth the splurge.
I think those all sound great.
And paying for no ads on your streaming service.
Bougie.
Even if the parents think you're splitting household chores, you aren't.
No.
And here's why.
It never evens out. Keep it moving.
Taco Bell is adding something new to the menu starting tomorrow.
It's probably going to be the same thing that they always have.
Nope. Something they've never done before.
Okay, we'll take it.
Chicken nuggets.
What?
Yeah, Taco Bell is adding crispy chicken nuggets to the menu.
I don't know about all that.
Everyone's like, what? You're doing chicken nuggets? This is not like Mexican food. And they said, well, they're crushed up tortilla chips is the breading. So, yeah, that counts.
I feel like my stomach hurts just from hearing that.
How much Americans will spend during the holiday season?
Too much. It'll scare me. Keep it moving.
The world's most expensive Christmas tree is worth how much?
All right, I guess if we don't have any money, we might as well hear it.
$5 million.
Is it the Rockefeller one?
No, there's one in Germany. It's 10 feet tall, and it's created with 2,024 gold coins.
Oh.
And it is worth $5 million.
Woo!
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct in the Brett Mega Show. It takes the average woman 45% longer than a man to do this. What have you guys? Men, us men, we just do so much quicker than you ladies.
I think, specifically Brett Mega, I can confirm. I think that women take 45% longer to do laundry because we actually focus what we're putting in, what we're taking out. We're not just animals that throw everything together and not even look at anything.
I am.
I was going to say, Amy, how do you do
other than
again?
I throw it all
animal.
In on cold.
That's
and
what
I dry
do
everything.
That's what my mom told me to do.
Yep. Sick
and
nasty.
I live my life that way.
I think because they're more, you know, adept to knowing what's going on and they're looking for specific items, shopping.
Ooh, good answer.
Well, that would make sense. I'm going to say make a decision.
Just a general?
Yes, I think women probably tend to overthink everything more.
All right.
Because we care.
I will submit it and say that AB is kind of sort of correct. It is a decision you have to make, and it takes them longer. But I need more details from the people, from the public.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
It takes the average woman 45% longer than a man to do this. AB said decisions in general.
Yeah.
Because they're carefully
so broad.
Considered. But yeah, I said you need a specific decision. Does anyone get it on the text line?
So the Brett Megas Show fans that texted in basically are split in half between two answers. One of them being where to go to eat or what to eat. And then the other one being what to wear.
Two different. So those are three answers, I feel like. Where to go is one argument. Like, where do you want to go to eat? Then you get there. And then it's like, what do you want to eat? It's a whole different conversation. Yeah. It's like two different fights.
Okay, well then three.
Yeah. And the one that takes 45% longer is what to eat. They will look, guys will look at a menu for 8 seconds. Yep, burger. Good. Women care. I'm most of the time, I just tell my wife, order for me. I don't care. That's how little guys care. We'll just eat anything. We'll put anything in our mouths.
That is something.
Mega Minds.
If someone says, don't get me a gift for the holiday, what does that mean? 314-531-9898. Do you think if someone says, nah, we're not doing gifts this year for Christmas, that you should still have a Christmas gift? My wife and I always say this, and I always go into panic mode. Like, oh, should I? I don't want to look like an idiot and show up empty-handed if she gives me a gift. I saw this recently as a statistic, and it said a third of people still expect a gift when they say, oh, don't give me a gift. They're still kind of like, yeah, you should give me a gift. AB said this on the air, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. You said, if I tell someone, don't give me a gift, and they give me a gift, you would be mad at them.
Yes, because I always, if my parents do this every year with like our outside family members, they're always like, oh, don't get me a gift. And then they end up getting my parents a gift. And then it makes my parents feel horrible because they're like, well, we don't have anything for you.
We said we're not doing
gifts.
Yes,
if you say you're not doing gifts, you have to say true to your word. And if you get them a gift, you have to text them in advance and be like, hey, by the way, saw something, thought of you.
I don't know. I think you always show up with a gift.
No.
I think so, too. I think that, you know, look, my wife will not get me anything for Christmas as punishment for spending too much money this year, like I've been doing every year on myself. And I understand that. I understand that. But I will get her something small, something just because.
Do you think it's a gender thing, too? Like a man should always have something a woman can get away with it?
I don't think that's true because my mom every year is always like, no, I don't want anything, but I know better. If I showed up with nothing, I don't know that she'd be too happy.
True story. This happened the first time my wife and I ever said the no gift thing. I showed up on Christmas morning and she got me 10 gifts for our 10 years together. I'm like, what is happening?
Why would she say that? How could you not be mad? I would have been like, then just tell me.
When she was doing Christmas shopping, she got inspired for this idea of our 10-year anniversary together. And she was like, this is more like of our 10 years being together. We got engaged around the holidays. And I'm like, luckily, I also had like a surprise, but like it was just like tickets to a game we were going to go do later in the year. And I was like, oh, this is the, I have these.
Thank God I got something.
Here, surprise. Yeah, I found these.
Yeah. But like, and so I told her, I was like, okay, what's the real deal here? What's the real situation? And so now we do no gifts. But now I'm nervous because we got kids. So we're doing no gifts. But does that mean kids, like, am I supposed to get my wife a gift in honor of my 3-year-old?
Oh, like, are you saying now you got to get additional gifts?
Hey, this isn't from me. I took my son to go Christmas shopping. This comes. And so does that count? Like, I don't really know the strategy when it comes to gift giving when we're not supposed to
just
be giving.
Just don't lie. If you're getting gifts, say you're getting gifts. If you say you're not, don't.
How do you handle it? If you and your significant other say we're not doing gifts, does one person surprise the other person? Are you supposed to get them gifts? 314-531-9898. 98, when someone tells you, don't get me anything for Christmas, are they really saying, you better step up and get me something real nice for Christmas? It's confusing. We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. When you and your significant other, you and your friends say no gifts, what do you do? Does anyone in the back of their head going, should I still get them something? I'm going to see them for Christmas. We're catching up over the holidays for a Christmas cocktail, and I don't want to walk in empty-handed because it's the worst feeling ever if they walk in, they got you something.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, I got you nothing because we said no gifts. 314-531-9898.
We got a couple texts. One of them's from Teresa. She says, I used to stress out every single year around the holidays about what to buy my husband. And about 6 years ago, we decided to make the decision to not buy each other gifts. And it's so much nicer now.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I do. We don't buy each other gifts.
It relieves so much stress to know that no one is doing it.
Yes, because it's all coming from the same account, and I feel like, well, there's other ways to show that, like, I think about you, gestures of love. Like, during the holidays, we got enough gifts to buy for other people, right? Like, we don't need to do it for each other.
Tiffany is really speaking from her chest. She said, regarding anything, not just Christmas presents, mean what you say and say what you mean.
But see, this, this is the hard part, though, for women, though. I feel like, as a guy, when you, we have two things. We get you a gift and you love it, or we don't get you a gift. You're like, you didn't listen to me. But then if we get you nothing, you're mad at us for not showing that we're thinking of you.
Girl math.
We're just screwed every time. But it's not just like in relationships. Jen, you had this drama with your husband's family, huh?
Yeah. First of all, my love language is gift giving. So I love giving gifts. So
I didn't get anything from you, Jen. I guess we don't love each other.
I didn't know you at the time. I got little things for everybody. And then I was told, they knew that I give gifts. And they were like, don't bring anything. You're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, but they're presents. I want to give them. I don't expect anything from anyone else. I like to give gifts. And I went round and round a couple of times, and I'm like, fine, I won't bring any. And then I didn't, but then I exchanged gifts with people in the driveway where they couldn't see me.
She just has to give a gift. She can't help it.
I love it. It's funny because, like, you got in trouble for giving everyone gifts, which is kind of like that scene in Four Christmases when they're like, wasn't it so hard to keep...
The amount minimum, like $25 minimum or something, and then someone pulls out a TV, they're like, I didn't know there was a minimum.
Right, it was an Xbox. But yeah, that's like, you were that person. You were the person who went over the top and is like, oh, so good not to have gifts this year. Like, oh, Jen's over here. Everyone's opening up Jen's gift.
Yeah, a true secret Santa.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jen.
They were giving me gifts in the parking lot or the driveway, too. So it was like we were all secretly doing it except for the host.
I'm going to have Jen give my wife a gift. And be like, it didn't come from me. Jen took care of it. It's not my fault. See? And then I'm covered on every end. Like, you got something from Jen.
Yeah,
that is how I'm going to do it. This time of the year, we like to take a look back. And everyone kind of does this. Just reflect on the year that 2024 was this past year. And that's what we're doing every single day around this time. We are picking out our favorite moments on the Brett Maga Show. Each of us have done that. And then we're replaying it and reliving it. So in case you missed it, or we could just like go, oh my God, I can't believe that happened this year. Do you remember what that sounded like? I forgot that, like, when Hannah even yesterday picked out her favorite moment was when she got to, quote unquote, meet Riley Greene.
But it really was there's just, no quotes.
I mean,
that happened.
Give him a hug through a fence or something like that. I mean, I forgot. There was so much buildup. And Hannah has like talked about her and Riley Greene like they had a moment. And now listening back, I was like, oh yeah, they like said hi to each other and moved on.
We had one fence hug and one body-to-body full-length hug.
So Kevin is up today to pick out his favorite moment of this past year. And you said it was really easy, huh?
It's very easy because of the effort that all of you guys put into this moment last year, probably right around this time, because I celebrated 25 years this year at
Y98.
And Hannah, Brett, and AB went above and beyond getting my family, my friends, my old co-workers, Lance, Guy, Courtney, and even the late, great Jen Myers to do a shout-out to me for my 25 years on Y98. And it just means so much to me that you guys cared so much to put something like that together.
I forgot that happened this past year again, too.
Same.
And I forgot I spent, like, Christmas wrangling those people in during this holiday season. And then I was editing every single morning trying to like get them, because those people would like send me like 20 minute videos.
Yes. Specifically Guy Phillips would not stop talking.
I was wondering, I remember working a lot during Christmas break last year, and I was thinking to myself, what was I doing? I was editing your thing.
Yes,
that's
you
what
were.
I was doing.
Yes, you were.
So yeah, that's so funny. I forgot all about that. And how cool that you got to celebrate that, and then you get to have that moment with Jen.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, you'll hear it here in a second, but it's, it feels great to hear her voice again, but it's just hard that, you know, unfortunately, she lost her battle with cancer this year.
This is how we celebrated Kevin's 25 years on Y98.
Happy 25th anniversary!
Kevin, you mean so much to us. We love you. We appreciate you. But it's not just us that you mean a lot to. Here's some people that you mean a lot to, man, as well.
It may be surprising for people to know that you've been on Y98 longer than you've known us.
Hey, Kevin. Congratulations on being at Y98 for 25 years. I got a couple people I want to show you here.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Congratulations. 25 years is a long time, and congratulations. Enjoy it.
Hey, Kevin, it's April.
And Glow.
And we came all the way to the Borough Markets in London, England to wish you a happy 25th anniversary.
Hey, Kevin, congrats on your silver anniversary.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. It's Jen wishing you a happy 25th anniversary.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin.
It's us.
That's right.
You know us.
I'm Courtney.
I'm Tim.
Hi, Kevin. It's Brando.
Congratulations on 25 years. We love you. We miss you. You're the best in the business.
25 years.
Who is this guy?
Well, it's no 38 and a half, but who's counting?
We are so proud of all the hard work you do every day behind the scenes to make sure all of your coworkers in the past and present have what they need to be their best on the air.
Your creative songs will live on in the archives of the station, and let's not forget all the awards you have won.
Oh,
25 years.
25 years of what?
On the air.
Radio.
At that station.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's awesome.
Yeah.
You should quit. That's too long.
When you've spent as long as you have at one company, 25 years, that says a lot. And what it says is, I have nowhere else to go.
For 25 years, you've driven 2 hours daily to do what you love. I've lost count of the number of cars you've totaled from hitting the poor animals on the highway.
We love you. You're the best.
We love you a lot. Tell Sarah that we really appreciate her texts.
But I do want to say that when we worked together, those were some of the worst times that I've ever experienced in my life. And I wanted you to know that because I never told you that.
No. Kevin, thanks, you are the kindest Kevin I know. You are the first to jot down a funny line and hand it to someone else so they get the laugh. You're also very handsome. Sarah's a very lucky woman.
Aww. Now, just keep your job so that you and the kids have affordable health insurance.
From the Steckers. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Happy anniversary. We
happy
love you.
Anniversary.
Bye from the UK.
Happy 25th anniversary.
25 years. That's an incredible feat in today's radio landscape. We love you, Kevin.
See you, buddy. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on 25 years. It's really remarkable in this business.
We love you.
Oh, and Courtney's going to make some corn casserole for you.
No, not.
So she's going to make you some. Yeah, everybody loves, I know how you love it.
25 years.
Wow.
So
I can't believe you celebrated 25 years. This past year, Kev.
Again, you guys worked tirelessly to make that happen. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of the people who, you know, let me be around for those 25 years.
You got to make it to the next milestone, 30, or, you know, or you don't get another, you know, tribute.
I'm trying.
We really got to wrangle people up for that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Anna, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Olivia Rodrigo has decided to pull all of the funds from her recent world tour. I'll tell you what she's doing with all the money in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Olivia Rodrigo might be full of, you know, all of her teenage rage and heartbreak, but that is not stopping her from doing good in the world, because Olivia is donating more than $2 million to different charities, all supporting the health and equity of women and girls all around the world. Yesterday, she announced that the donation will benefit 10 different organizations, all focused on education, reproductive rights, in preventing gender-based violence. And she's using all this money, or she got all this money from her Guts World Tour to fund this big donation. And I love this so much, obviously. But this is not the first time we're seeing Olivia Rodrigo like be caring, be giving, and being thoughtful. If you remember, even when she was in St. Louis in tour, she was handing out condoms to talk about, you know, practicing safe sex. And, you know, she's always been really passionate about women's rights, and that is not stopping her. She also has her Fund for Good initiative. So I love that she's using her funds, not even for herself, but to protect other women.
I think she shows a level of fearlessness. When you're a young woman coming up in the music industry, to have a perspective that is, hey, I'm going to empower other women, and sometimes it can be considered controversial, like, you know, what it's like to, and what it's important to practice sexually to women, like you were saying, handing out condoms. She's been fearless with it. Like, this is what I believe in, and I stand by what I believe in. I think that's really important for a young woman in the industry, and it's really hard. Like, it's easy for people to say that, and then all of a sudden you get some blowback.
Right.
And you're in your 20s, your early 20s, and you're like, still stay confident. Keep putting your money where your mouth at, literally. And she has. Bravo to her. That's
yeah,
not easy.
I just think it's crazy. I mean, she's a young star, a rising star still potentially, and instead of, you know, blowing all of her money on a house or exotic cars or something, she's using it to give back to women. So I think that's just really character defining for her, and I love that. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Can we predict the future on the Brett Maga Show? We're about to find out. Last year, about this time, as the year came to an end, we started making predictions on what we think was going to happen in like mainstream pop culture and things like that. And now we're going to take a look back and see how accurate and how ridiculously good or bad our predictions were for 2024. Last year, about this time, we predicted, who do we think will have the biggest 2024? And Kevin, do you have mine up and ready to go? Is that who you have ready to go?
Yes, I do.
So this is who I thought would have the biggest 2024 that people would be talking about and would be like the biggest name right now.
Went with Jenna Ortega. I feel like Wednesday is already a big deal.
Yeah.
Another season in the works. Uh-huh. I feel like she does a couple other movies. She could be America's next sweetheart.
I missed.
Flop.
Wrong.
Yeah, she was not America's sweetheart.
Mm-mm.
I actually think maybe, I feel like there's two people that we could consider America's sweetheart. Nobody said this person's name, so I'll say this person was Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would probably be America's sweetheart in 2024. That's who I was looking for with Jenna Ortega. Or probably who AB said is another person. I wouldn't consider America's sweetheart, but also that mainstream pop princess that we were all talking about.
Mm-hmm. I predict that Ariana Grande is going to have a huge year. November 2024 is going to be crazy. And then I also think she's coming out with an album.
Her album didn't do much, but she is on
fire. An album and Wicked.
Yeah.
I mean, she was that girl. She was everywhere.
I couldn't have been more right. Yeah. I'm very proud of my prediction.
And I also don't think, like, I think she, like, saved her career. Like, I felt like she disappeared for a while and people just didn't love her. And now people are, like, just embracing Ariana Grande.
Yeah. So, yes. And you really can't get away from her right now.
Yeah,
right.
She is on fire. So who did Hannah say was going to be have the biggest 2024?
Mine is a little unique. Mine's actually an influencer. Her name's Alex Earle. She's from TikTok originally. And I just think she's going to gain more and more steam and maybe get involved in acting.
No.
What?
She didn't act.
She didn't act, but she blew up even bigger. I mean, she's huge. She's dating an NFL star. She's
Who's
everywhere.
She dating?
Braxton Berrios from the Miami Dolphins.
I have to say, I've seen less of her this year than I did the year before when she was initially blowing
Brett, you don't even have TikTok. You don't get to say.
So then she's not the biggest star of 2024.
I don't know. I still think she's huge. She did a lot of big things. Her podcast blew up, Hot Mess. I think she's still really big.
I think
she
fell off a little bit.
Agree.
She didn't get into acting, though. Yeah. That wasn't correct.
Yeah. I think it's a mess.
Mine fell off. Mine
Kevin,
kind of
who did you say?
Here's who I said. But I believe we will be hearing a lot from Oprah Winfrey.
Did you really?
That's who I said.
That is a miss, too.
Her favorite things came and went. Nobody cared.
She disappeared. Like,
she disappeared.
I think the only thing I saw from her this year was like one TMZ paparazzi clip of her being mad, and that was it.
I mean, That was the randomest prediction ever.
Because she doesn't really want to be like in the spotlight again. Usually if Oprah does something big, it would be like a big sit-down interview that everyone was talking about. And she didn't have one of those like type of moments. So who do you think will have the biggest 2025 then? The mine two are two completely different people. I feel like they're going to be rewarded for their accolades in terms of like acting, and that's Timothée Chalamet.
Ooh.
I do think, like, I don't know if he's certainly like poppy, like everyone just loves him, like everywhere. Although he was just like on ESPN and people thought he was like so likable. They're like, oh my God, I didn't know how likable he was. But I think he's got some big movies coming out. He's gonna, and so I do think he will be like the it up and coming actor. And then the other person I said was Tate McRae pop music. Mm, I think Tate McRae could have a huge year. I feel like Tate McRae might be the Sabrina Carpenter of this year.
See, I think Sabrina, the fact that she rose to fame like this, I think it kind of, Tate's done.
Oh, you think like, Sabrina, there's only one spot for it?
Yes. But with Timothée Chalamet, I don't know that he can get bigger.
I don't know if he's like...
I think this is as big as he'll get. I've been seeing a lot of interviews lately, and I think he's like hilarious.
I think he's funnier than we realize. I don't think like if Timothée Chalamet walked in a room, I don't know if everyone would recognize him. And I think he will be recognizable because he's actually funnier and like a sweetheart. And like, I do think he will be like that person everyone knows.
And
he
morphs into the characters he plays. I mean, Wonka to Dune to this new Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan movies, I think he looks excellent in.
Yeah.
All right. Hannah, who do you got this year?
I'm going with another pop person. It's not Tate McRae. I think that Chappell Roan is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Even though her personality is meh, I think that her music is so good and so popular that she'll just keep creating more. Hopefully.
I think she might get canceled.
She's either going to be one of those. I think she gets canceled or she's the biggest star.
Yeah, I mean, it was a risk going with her, but I do think people are really in their pop era, and I feel like pop girls like switch out all the time, and I think Chappell Roan will finally rise to the top for a little bit and then probably ruin it for herself, but I think she'll be popular for a bit.
AB.
So I'm saying I think Gracie Abrams is going to be huge in 2025. I think she's big right now. You know, like a lot of people would recognize her song So True and like We Play It, but I think it will be like a household name like Sabrina Carpenter.
Really?
I think
every single person,
yes, will know her name.
Okay. So it's interesting that like, you know, looking for like that pop girl. So it's Chappell Roan, Tate McRae.
It's a
Gracie
big spot to hold.
So it'll go from one Taylor Swift opener to another.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kevin, who do you have?
I went sports, and I hate going this route, but I do think that this all depends on the Super Bowl, and it depends on if the Buffalo Bills get there. I think Josh Allen, their quarterback.
That's a good pick.
I mean, he's marrying Haley Steinfeld.
Yep.
Why do I know that name?
Because that's why. And I think that that's going to be the new it couple. Not that they're going to eclipse Taylor and Travis, but I think that we'll follow them. But unfortunately for us to follow them, they have to beat the Chiefs, and he's got to win the Super Bowl.
I do think it'll be interesting if they have a big year and they get to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden we have like a pop culture for like the ABs and Hannahs of we don't like sports to actually love.
Yeah. Like Joe Burrow.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about who do we think is going to end up being a couple and who do you think was going to have the biggest flop of 2025 right after Morgan Wallen on Y98 St. Louis. Take a look back on some of the predictions that we made about 2024 now that the year is coming to an end and see how accurate we were on the Brett Mega Show. Last year about this time we predicted who do we think is going to have the biggest year, who do you think will become a couple on the Brett Mega Show in terms of like mainstream pop culture. And so now we're playing it back what we said a year ago and be like, oh my God, I was so freaking wrong or I was so right. So who do we think will become a couple in 2025? This is who I said I thought would start dating in 2024.
Oh, shoot. Well, you know what? If I don't turn on the machine, you can't hear.
Kevin and technology.
I did Selena Gomez and Jeremy Allen White. I do think she likes kind of rough, tough, badass guys. I don't think it's going to be Benny Blanco. I think it'll end up being Jeremy Allen White.
See? I was close.
Couldn't have been more wrong.
I was.
And an engagement.
Her type
No, you said the exact opposite of Benny Blanco.
You don't think Jeremy Allen White is the same as Benny Blanco?
I think he's kind of close.
No, they're both like guys who don't care about their looks. They're like just like off doing their own thing.
Jeremy
they're
Allen not, White cares.
I feel like Benny Blanco could win the Jeremy Allen White contest they had in Chicago.
Right. No.
They're not lookers.
For me in 2025, though, I have...
That was mean.
Yeah, that was mean, but I would agree with you.
Just gonna brush past that.
By the way, I would agree with you.
Sorry.
They're both guys who are ugly.
I think Jeremy's hot.
Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish.
Oh!
Are going to date?
Yeah, that's who I think I'm
I can see that. No, I can see that.
Yeah, Chappell Roan's going to look for somebody as a mentor in the industry who doesn't give an F, who has a similar kind of style of her, and then they're going to start up something. Chappell Roan and Billie Eilish.
I'm in agreement with Brett.
No, I think they would fight way too much.
Oh, they'd be probably the worst couple ever. But
I didn't say they're
going to
be a good couple. Yeah. Yeah, it's Hollywood. Hannah, who did Hannah say would start dating in 2024? Kevin in technology again.
I think that Morgan Wallen is going to settle down. I think he's going to get past his crazy Nashville party bar scene vibe and kind of chill out a little bit. And I think he's going to hook up with another female country artist. What an idiot.
Wait, I'm
I
dead.
Am.
He threw the chair this year, didn't he?
No, that was at the end of last year.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, then, whoa.
Well, nothing changed with him.
No. Yeah.
Next. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in my prediction for this future couple of 2025. I think that Serena Carpenter and Pete Davidson
that
are going to get
mine.
Together.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yes, that was mine.
Think Pete's getting back to his old ways of like, I got to date the hot
it's
girl?
Unfortunate, but like Sabrina has to go through it and then get out of it.
No. Yeah, wow. And also like Sabrina's into those types of guys. Yeah.
I think that he's changed. I don't think he's just trying to date the next hot girl. He's like disappeared. He made an appearance the other day and
he's
everyone's like,
lurking,
oh my God.
Looking for the best one to find.
Really? I actually think he was in rehab.
Just lurking.
That's how he's lurking.
I still don't believe it. He's coming on the prowl for her.
All right. AB, who do you...
That's literally who I had, Sabrina Carpenter and Pete
Davidson. Okay. Who did she have dating? Do you remember who you had dating?
Yeah, it was Shawn Mendes and like a therapist. I'm predicting that Shawn Mendes is going to start dating some like random person he meets in a yoga class.
Oh, or, like an average
somebody
person?
Somebody that's not famous at all.
And he's going to come out as being bi.
Yeah, I did not throw that in there. He did date like a therapist for a hot, like for like a month.
All right. Kevin, who did you say was going to become a couple in 2024?
I actually said they were going to get married. Mine's more of an engagement, which I know they're going to get married. I think it's going to be Jake Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown. They will be married by the end of this year. And they are!
Another right one.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah, so we'll see if this one comes
this
true.
This guy knows love, so who do you got this year?
I think that this couple will be married by the end of 2025. Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster.
Wow.
That's who he cheated on his wife with.
Yeah, after 30 years.
Yeah, that's the Broadway star he did The Music Man with.
I think that's a good prediction.
He's like, I'm going for it.
Yep.
All right, who do we think ends up getting canceled in 2025? Who has a fall off? We'll tell you who in 3 minutes. Still commercial free, still trying to predict the future. We're looking back at last year around this time we made predictions of what we thought 2024 would look like. And man, no one could predict some of the crazy things that happened. But some of us got some of these predictions right. And so we've played back some of our old predictions and we're making new ones. This prediction is, who do you think is going to have the biggest fall in 2025? Like, their popularity is super high, and they're just no longer going to be considered popular. They get canceled. Something goes wrong. Something bad or tragic happens to them. Who do you think has the biggest collapse in 2025? Hannah?
I think this person's already going down. I'm kind of side-eyeing them majorly, and I think it's Beyonce.
I think the
stuff with the Diddy allegations, the more that comes out, the more TikTok keeps influencing people like me, I think that her popularity is just going to fall.
I feel like that's a pretty good prediction. It wouldn't surprise anyone, I think, at this point, because like you said, there's a lot of the stuff happening. But it would be crazy to think that like Beyonce is no longer considered at the top. Like, that is weird to think that this could be the year that actually happens. AB?
I'm saying Chappell Roan. She's already going to get, like, has been canceled, kind of. She hates her fans. She hates being famous. She doesn't like anything about anything. I don't think that people will continue to love her when she's acting the way she does.
You know, that kind of piggybacks off mine. is I feel like nowadays, so like we went through a stage where like the bad boy, like I am the anti-fan grunge era was cool. Like Chapel Roan kind of fits in that stage. And I don't know if that's really what we're looking for in terms of popularity right now. It's like Olivia Rodrigo donating money to women empowerment. Right. We want good. We want to feel good in 2025. And I think an artist that is literally could not be any higher right now, crossover artist, just finally won the Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Awards, and that is Morgan Wallen. I think the guy is annoying. I think he's could not be any bigger musically, and it's just, we get to a point where you're like, I don't like you. You know, I just feel like this is going to be the year.
I think that he's been cancelable for years, and he's still not completely canceled.
I think he had a bigger year.
Because his music is so good. I just don't think he's going to be going away.
I don't think his music's as good anymore. One, I don't think that some of the new stuff he's released is as good. What? And I think the biggest stuff that he's released is with Post Malone. And I think that saved us 2024. We got really, really big. And I think, we already saw you do all the collaboration thing, and it's just going to be the collapse of Morgan Wallen. Finally.
I'm a music stan for him. Not his choices, but I love his music, so I hope that he keeps making more.
No.
See, I think, and I think Hannah's on to something, I think this whole Diddy gate is going to create some major issues for a lot of stars, and there are a lot on that list.
So many names I've heard.
Justin Bieber, Usher, of course Jay-Z, Beyonce, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
But the one I think that's going to really see the fall, I think Ben Affleck dodged a huge bullet, J-Lo. I think J-Lo is going to really just unfortunately fall off the map. I think she knew things or knows things about this, and it's going to come out.
Wow. So two out of the four people in the room think that Diddy Gate is just going to explode in 2025.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there.
Which is going to be an interesting year. Cheers to that. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Let's check it out here. I'm going to read a headline, and then Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. She's in control of the story, as you hear, so if there's a story you really want to hear and you don't get to hear it, yell at Hannah, not me.
Perfect.
2 minutes on the clock. We'll find out all the stories, and then we'll move on with our lives. Like, this is 2025's flavor of the year.
What are we tasting this year?
The Food and Beverage Trends Report said this is going to be the flavor of the year, and it's something we all have just sitting in our pantry. Brown sugar.
Hey.
Yeah, they say like you're gonna see a lot of brown sugar stuff, like in baked goods, brown sugar sauces, and you're gonna see it with drinks too, like lattes, teas, even bartenders. That's gonna be your new like cocktail of choice,
kind
of like
down for that.
Espresso was at one point, and matcha was at a different time. It's gonna be the year of brown sugar.
I'm here for it.
This is the most downloaded app in the U.S. in 2024.
What is it?
TikTok has been on top for the last couple of years, but it slipped to number three.
Whoa, what?
Number two is Threads, coming after Elon Musk. And then number one was Temu.
I believe that. People love their Temu.
Yep, it's the number one downloaded app in 2024.
I was going to say follow us, but we don't have a Temu page.
Don't make this holiday mistake.
Everybody makes mistakes during the holidays. Keep moving.
Yeah, it's going back with your ex because you're lonely.
Oh.
a woman spent $1,380 just for not being on her phone.
Huh?
What?
So a woman won. Sorry, I said spent. A woman won $1,380 just for not being on her phone. I guess they had a contest that says, hey, who can last the longest without touching your phone? And we'll give you money. She lasted 8 hours only. But she won $1,300.
I could go 8 hours without my phone for that.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
You'll lose your mind. I guarantee. Anna could not go 8 hours.
I did recently for my Sabbath, and it wasn't that hard.
No?
No.
You didn't check it at all?
I don't know that no, I didn't. It was in the drawer by my bed. Hannah couldn't.
If I was with someone else, if I was alone, oh, hell no. But if I was with someone else, I could do it.
Somebody take Hannah's phone, and we'll give it back to the next day.
Remind me not to be the person with Hannah during that.
Yeah.
Hannah will lose her mind. Challenge accepted for 2025.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We just want to let you guys know on Saturday at all the High Point locations, we've actually released a sandwich. It's called the Mega Melt, where it's like piled high turkey, bacon, a special sauce in between two grilled cheese sandwiches. That's one sandwich.
It's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, freaking crazy. And if you go to High Point on Saturday, it's the only day you can get the Mega Melt. If you stop at any of their 8 locations, we sell the most sandwiches on that day. They're going to donate money to Make-A-Wish. So it really does benefit a great cause, and we love Make-A-Wish. It's all these different influencers, or actually, really, it's more so chefs that have all these big restaurants that know what they're doing, and then we created a sandwich. We're like, well, this sounds delicious.
We just want our favorites.
And it's awesome. So if you want to go to High Point on Saturday, you can get the Mega Melt. And if we are the highest selling sandwich during the 12 days of litmus for High Point, they're going to donate a bunch of money towards Make-A-Wish. So it'll be a great cause. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The Kardashian family is swapping out one of their yearly traditions. I'll tell you what it is at 8:35.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Fans have grown deeply concerned with the Kardashian family after hearing that this year they will not be having their huge, like, annual Christmas Eve bash. And that's really big, because I'm not even fully locked in with the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Like, I hear some stuff, but I'm not watching every episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But I even know every year they always pop out for this event. It's
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's been going on for like 50 years. Chris has been hosting it. But Kim revealed that they're keeping it small and intimate this year because it would be really difficult because there's ongoing construction. So it's not like they're taking a turn and they don't want to host people anymore or anything, but this year there's construction going on. So she says, we're doing a really low-key Christmas party this year. She says they will still be dressing up to the nines because that's just what they do, but the kids really look forward to the tradition now. It's what they've grown up doing. The Kardashian clan has grown up doing the same thing as well. She says that these parties have been happening for over 50 years and they aren't going away forever.
Yeah, they are. They're lying. I think
you're right.
I think it's conspiracy theory is going to sound crazy.
What?
I know Kevin's going to say it. Go ahead. You can say it, Kevin. What do you think?
Hey, I think it's the Diddy allegations.
Me too.
I think that they're attached to that, and I think there's some issues. And here again, we're going to bring a lot of people down next
year.
All
those people that go to that Christmas party, it's like they do like the all-white Christmas party. Right. They always have a theme. All those names, there's a lot of those names that go to that same Kardashian party that have been connected to going to Big Diddy parties, and they're like, maybe we don't throw a big party this year because we've been hearing a lot about freak-offs and big parties, and nobody wants to invite a bunch of celebrities to a big party right now. And then it's not just the Kardashians. I think anybody. If you have a big party that a bunch of celebrities go to, everyone's going, why? What's going on? Who's invited to that party? And the Kardashians are connected to being present at Diddy parties. I think they're like, we don't want a gathering of large celebrities.
I do think construction sounds like a weird excuse.
Yes!
Like, they're the Kardashians. They could have it done in a day.
And they probably have a million different houses. Like, instead of using that house, we'll just use a different house.
Rent out a castle.
Yes.
Like, hell, maybe. I'm usually the one wearing the tinfoil hat. But
no,
looks like I passed it over to you guys, but I think I might have to put it back on. I think I might have to agree.
Yeah, no large gatherings of celebrities will be taking place anytime soon from anybody, especially the Kardashians.
Makes a lot of sense now. Thank you, guys. I learned something today. My own hashtag. Thanks.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. This happens 4,000 times a minute. What are we doing 4,000 times a minute?
I think people are sneezing 4,000 times a minute.
Ooh. Like
all over the world kind of thing.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I was thinking of just like an individual thing.
Could be.
Well, is it?
Mm. Yeah, that's how Hannah took it.
I think we're digesting food.
Digesting food.
Like every time, you know, like for 4,000 times. Your
bubbling
body's
up.
Yep. Yes.
I was going to say someone's dying.
Dying. Death. No one's even close. Guys, up for grabs still. See if we can get this. This happens 4,000 times a minute, maybe even more right now. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. This happens 4,000 times a minute.
Mr. Metal texted in and said people buying French fries, very specific. April says that a bell rings every, 4 seconds? Or 4,000 times a minute. And then Aaron texted in and said an order is placed on Amazon.
Ships, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Amazon ships. 4,000 times a minute, 18 and a half orders a second.
Crazy.
Woo!
Whoa.
Is how fast they're shipping, especially during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, hey, man, I got a week before Christmas. Help a brother out, Amazon.
Mega Minds.
Is this just the most Hannah response to a Christmas question you could ever get on the Brett Manga Show? Hannah, when people ask her, what do you want for Christmas? What do you tell them?
I want them to guess. Why is that crazy?
I want you to guess. What do you want for Christmas? Guess what I want. What kind of answer is that?
I know where you're coming from because that's the fun of being a kid and not knowing anything that's under the tree. But at our age, like you, if somebody asks, you just have to tell them.
No, because then it's otherwise not fun.
You're gonna be disappointed.
I'm here right. for Hannah's answer, guys.
No,
I
thank
got
you.
Hannah's back.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's not fun to say, okay, I want this, and then you already know what it's gonna be. There's literally no excitement. It's also fun to think of like what they assume you'll like or what you need.
Yeah, maybe for one gift, but if that's your Christmas.
I think Hannah is a little ridiculous, but I'm gonna defend her answer, not based off Hannah's reasoning, because Hannah's reasoning is Hannah like.
She like wants to test people.
Yes, she wants to test people to see how well they know her. And so I don't justify that. There's no validation to that opinion. But
fun.
This is my issue with gift giving when everybody is gift giving. It just becomes an exchange. Hey, what do you want? And then you tell the person and then they get you what you want. Why don't you just go buy it for yourself? Hey, what do you want? Starbucks gift card. Okay, I'll get you a Starbucks gift card. Like, why don't you just go buy it? There's no point in the gift experience unless you're going to do what Hannah says, is show how well you know the person. But if you're asking somebody, what do you want? And then they tell you what you want and then you go out and just buy it. We could have just skipped the middleman and they could have said, here's $20 and go buy it yourself. So I'm here for
Where's
Hannah not
getting. Thrill.
I'm here for Hannah
the
not telling you.
The thrill is gone until you have young kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
So no, it's not. Yes, it is.
I think stop gift giving.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yes. I'm here for it. I think stop.
I barely opened a thing last year and I was totally fine with it.
Because.
Oh, bah, humbug, guys. Come on.
Hannah wants the gift to mean something. I'm not here for that because, like, oh, prove you mean something. Like, whatever. But.
Unless you have a really, really good idea up front
yes.
and it means something, you're not going to just come up with something that means something on the spot.
I think Christmas gift, especially this, I always tell my wife, it literally is like an equal exchange. Like, even with, like, my, like, nieces and nephews and stuff, like, my sister-in-law texted us exactly what those kids wanted. Then we went and bought it. And then my wife sent a list to my, like, and then they went and bought it. Like, we could just stop texting each other and just went and bought our kids what we wanted. Like,
yeah.
I am here for Hannah's answer of, like, stop asking me the question. I'm not here for Hannah's response of, let me test you to see how well you know.
Right.
But Hannah actually makes sense.
I'm not changing my mind.
I just think that all
Kevin
you're doing,
is a sweetheart. Look
no,
at Kevin.
You guys are, it's just like, hey, kids, get used to disappointment because we're going to totally give you something you did not want or didn't need or didn't even ask for.
That's a good point, though, too. Like, because when Hannah, I got her something from the Lego store, she just gave it away.
Right.
And that broke my heart.
I was surprised.
And that broke my heart. But that is the most Hannah response ever. What do you want for Christmas? Guess. Thanks. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.